Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a look at something we all deal with, fear. Specifically, how it keeps us from really participating in society. And, you know, you sent over some interesting stuff from that Faith Beams podcast, and I thought it'd be great to go through it together.
Yeah, fear, it's an interesting one for sure. It's something everyone experiences, but it can be so different for everyone.
Definitely. And Faith Beams uses this analogy right at the beginning. A kid who wants to play with the others, but is kind of hesitant. They compare that to how a lot of adults feel too, like they're at the edge but can't bring themselves to jump in. What do you think? Why does that image stick with people?
I think it's that primal fear of not belonging, you know, that feeling of being left out. And it shows that even when we're older, those playground moments don't really go away. We still have them. It might not literally be a playground anymore. It could be like a new job or going to some new social event, but that feeling of holding back, it's still the same.
That's true. Another thing they talk about in Faith Beams is how God made each person with unique gifts and a purpose. They even mention Psalm 139.14, the one that talks about us being fearfully and wonderfully made. It just got me thinking about how those ideas connect with fear. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, what's interesting is that if you think about it, knowing how valuable you are, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, it can actually help you be less afraid. You know, if you truly believe in yourself, you're not going to be so scared of what other people think or if they'll reject you. It's like having this solid base of confidence that lets you step onto those playgrounds and share what makes you you.
Okay, let's talk about these six examples from the podcast. We've got Amanda, David, Lila, Jonathan, Mia, and Nathan. All different lives, all different fears. So Amanda, she's a young professional and she's terrified of public speaking. Javen wants to start a business, but he's too scared to leave his job. Lila, she's a teenager, wants to speak up about mental health, but is afraid to. Then there's Jonathan. He's older, feels kind of lost and without purpose. Mia, she's an artist and she's really doubtful about sharing her work. And lastly, there's Nathan. He wants to bring new ideas to his small town, but he's scared of failing. What do you see when you look at this group and the fears they're facing?
Well, it's fascinating because even though they're all so different, their fears kind of fall into similar categories. You see Amanda and Mia, they're both really afraid of being judged. David and Nathan, they're clearly struggling with a fear of failure. And then there's Lila, her story is all about that fear of not belonging, you know, needing to find your people and be accepted.
And the podcast really emphasizes that these fears aren't just ideas in their heads. They actually stop these people from going after what they love, using their gifts, and making a difference in the world. So what about you listening right now? Which of these fears do you connect with the most? What are some of the playgrounds in your life where you're kind of holding back?
And it's important to remember that having these fears is normal. It's what you do with them that counts. And that's where the Faith Beings podcast comes in. They actually give some practical tips on how to overcome fear. It's not just about admitting you're afraid, but actually taking steps to do something about it.
Yeah. They talk about things like praying for strength, if that's something you do, and taking baby steps. I love that idea of not trying to do everything at once, but breaking it down into smaller, more manageable parts.
Absolutely. They also talk about the importance of surrounding yourself with positive people, people who believe in you and support you, and then shifting your focus. You know, instead of thinking about all the what ifs and doubts, think about the good things that could happen. It's about changing that mindset from one that's based on fear to one that's positive and empowering.
They also talk about celebrating your progress, even the little wins, and looking back at what you've already achieved to boost your confidence. It's like reminding yourself, hey, I've been through tough stuff before and I came out stronger.
Right. And finally, they encourage you to visualize yourself succeeding, actually picturing yourself reaching your goals and beating those fears. That can be a powerful way to change your mindset and get things moving. All of these steps come together to make a real plan to get you from being afraid to actually doing something.
And I think that's what makes this podcast stand out. It doesn't just tell inspiring stories. It gives you actual tools you can use in your own life. But let's take a closer look at how these steps actually work in these people's lives. How did someone like Amanda, who's terrified of public speaking, put these ideas into action?
Well, Amanda's story really shows the power of starting small. She probably didn't try to become a pro speaker overnight. She might have started practicing in front of a mirror, maybe sharing her ideas with a friend, and slowly working her way up to talking in front of more people.
Yeah, and being around positive people must have helped a lot. Maybe she joined a supportive group or found a mentor who believed in her. The right environment can really make a difference when you're trying to build confidence.
Definitely. And celebrating those small wins, like successfully giving a presentation to her team or getting good feedback from a coworker, would have helped her see how far she'd come and keep her motivated.
Now, what about David? The one who was afraid to leave his job to start his own business. How did he go from being afraid to actually doing it?
I think David's story is a great example of shifting your focus. Instead of dwelling on what he might lose by quitting his job, he probably focused on the potential benefits like freedom, being his own boss, and the chance to create something he truly cared about.
And I bet he didn't just up and quit his job all of a sudden. He probably started working on his business idea on the side, maybe taking some online courses or talking to other entrepreneurs. Those small steps let him test things out, get experience, and feel more confident before taking that big leap.
Exactly. And visualizing his success probably played a role too. By picturing himself doing well as a business owner, he could start to believe it was possible and overcome the doubts that were holding him back.
It's amazing how such simple steps can lead to big changes. It reminds us that even when fear feels really overwhelming, there are things we can actually do to work through it. Now let's switch gears a little bit and talk about the role of faith in these stories. The Faith Beams podcast uses a lot of inspiration from scripture, and I think it's an important element to consider.
Yes, and I think it's especially relevant for people who find strength and guidance in their faith. They specifically mention 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." That verse really speaks to the idea that we're not meant to be ruled by fear. We have an inner strength that can help us overcome it.
And they also quote Joshua 1.9, which tells us to be strong and courageous, and Isaiah 41.10, which says that God is with us, strengthening and helping us. These verses give you a sense of hope and the ability to bounce back, especially when things are tough and uncertain. But I'm curious to dig a little deeper into the role of faith, particularly when it comes to overcoming fear.
That's a good point. Let's explore how faith actually turns into action and helps people move past their fears.
So we were talking about how faith plays a part in getting over fear, and I'm really interested to hear how you think faith turns into action. It's one thing to feel comfort from scripture, but how does that actually give someone the push to, you know, step onto that playground?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think for a lot of people, faith gives them a solid base and strength that goes beyond what they feel they have themselves. It's like they're tapping into a source of courage that helps them deal with things they'd normally avoid.
So it's not just about passively waiting for things to get better.
No, not at all. Faith often makes people take action. Remember those verses we mentioned. Be strong and courageous. God is with us, strengthening and helping us. Those aren't just words. They're like a call to action. They encourage you to step out in faith and believe that you'll have support along the way.
Right. So it's about matching what you do with what you believe, having that faith that you're not going through this alone. But how did we see that play out in these real life examples? Let's think about Lila, the teenager who wanted to talk about mental health but was too afraid to speak up. How could faith have helped her find her voice?
Lila's story really shows how faith can make you feel like you have a purpose and give you the power to do something. Maybe she found strength in believing that she was given a unique voice and that it was her duty to use it for good. That faith might have been what gave her the courage to finally speak up, even though it was scary.
And it's possible that she found support within her faith community, a group of people who encouraged her to follow her passion and use her gifts to make things better.
You're exactly right. Having a community can make you feel so much stronger and give you the encouragement you need. And for a lot of people, their faith community is where they feel like they belong and are supported. That feeling can give them the push to step outside their comfort zones and go after what they want.
That's such an important point. Fear really grows when you're alone. But when you feel connected and supported, you're much more likely to take risks and go beyond what you think you can do. Now, I want to change direction a bit and talk about something that really struck me as we were preparing for this discussion. The Faith Beams podcast focuses a lot on individual stories of overcoming fear, but it made me think about how fear works on a bigger scale, like in society as a whole.
That's a really interesting thought. And it's true, fear can be a powerful force in shaping societies and cultures. It can affect everything from politics to social norms to even the choices we make in our own lives.
Absolutely. For instance, fear of the unknown or people who are different from us can lead to prejudice and discrimination. Fear of not having enough money can cause political divisions.
Yeah.
And fear of crime or terrorism can break down trust and make everyone feel anxious.
And the sad thing is, fear can be easily manipulated and used by people in power. It can be used to control people, justify policies, and even start violence.
I remember reading an article about how marketing strategies use fear to sell us things, from security systems to even beauty products. They play on our insecurities and anxieties to make us believe we need something to protect ourselves or feel better.
That's a perfect example. And it shows how important it is to be smart about the media we consume and think critically. We need to be aware of how fear is being used to influence what we think, what we believe, and how we act.
So it's about being a careful consumer of information. We need to question the things we see and hear, especially when it comes from sources that might be trying to make us afraid or push a certain agenda. It's about having that healthy bit of doubt and not just believing everything blindly.
Exactly. And we also need to recognize that fear, even though it's a normal human emotion, can also be a tool for manipulating and controlling people. It's super important to develop that awareness and not let fear run our lives or shape our beliefs. So how can we as individuals stop ourselves from being controlled by fear, especially when it comes to how society works? It feels like we're constantly bombarded with messages that are meant to make us afraid.
Well, I think awareness, like we've been talking about, is the first step. Recognizing how fear can be used to influence us is super important.
And questioning the information we take in, especially from sources that might want to make us afraid or have their own reasons for promoting certain ideas, we have to develop that healthy skepticism and not just accept everything we see or hear without thinking.
You got it. And I also think it's essential to look for different points of view. Instead of staying in our own little bubbles where everyone agrees with each other, we need to talk to people who have different opinions and try to understand their perspective. That can be a little uncomfortable sometimes, but it's really important if we want to develop a deeper understanding of complicated issues. It's about building bridges instead of walls.
Right.
It's about finding things we agree on and working towards solutions instead of just letting fear and division take over. But that can feel really hard in a world that often feels so divided.
It definitely can. But I believe it starts with small things. Maybe it's starting a conversation with someone who has different political views than you, or checking out news sources that offer a different perspective than what you're used to. It's about challenging what you think you know and being open to learning from other people.
That's a great point. It's about having that humility.
Yeah.
To know that we don't have all the answers, but I think it's also about being compassionate.
Absolutely. When we try to understand and empathize with others, it becomes much harder to see them as bad or scary. It's about recognizing that we're all human and working together to face the challenges we all share instead of letting fear tear us apart.
That's such a powerful message. And it brings us back to what we've been talking about this whole time, how to go from a place of fear to a place of courage and action. We've talked about practical steps, the role of faith, and how important it is to think critically and be compassionate. But I want to know what you think about how we can become more courageous in our own lives. What advice would you give to someone who's having a tough time overcoming their fears?
That's a great question. I think the most important thing to remember is that courage isn't about not feeling fear at all. It's about being willing to do things even though you're scared. Everyone feels fear, even the bravest people. What sets them apart is that they don't let fear control them.
So it's about recognizing the fear, accepting it as a normal human emotion, but not letting it run the show.
You nailed it. And I think it's also about changing how you think about fear. Instead of seeing it as the enemy, try to see it as a sign that you're close to something important, something that will challenge you and help you grow.
That's an interesting way to look at it. So instead of running from fear, we should kind of lean into it.
In a way, yes. Think about the things that scare you the most. Those are often the things that could bring you the biggest rewards and the most fulfillment. If public speaking terrifies you, maybe that means you have something really important to say to the world. If you're scared to start your own business, maybe it means you have that drive to create something truly new and amazing.
It's like they say, feel the fear and do it anyway. But I also think it's important to know that you don't have to go through it alone. We've talked about community and faith, but there are other resources too, like therapy or coaching, that can help you learn how to cope and build up your courage.
That's a great point. Asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. And it can make all the difference in your journey to overcome fear and live a life that feels more fulfilling. But in the end, it comes down to making a conscious choice to step outside your comfort zone and face those fears directly. It's not always going to be easy, but the rewards can be life-changing.
I think that's the perfect note to continue this conversation on. We'll be back soon to finish our exploration of fear and faith and what it really means to live with courage. We're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive on fear and faith. This has been a really interesting conversation, and I feel like we've learned some really helpful stuff.
Yeah, I agree. We've explored what fear is, how it holds us back, and most importantly, how we can move past it to live more courageously.
Now, I want to circle back to that image from the Faith Beams podcast, the kids standing kind of unsure at the edge of the playground. We talked about how a lot of us relate to that, even as adults, because we all have those playground moments where we feel uncertain and a bit scared to jump in.
Yeah, it's something we all go through, right? Whether it's starting a new job, going to a social event, trying something creative, or even just saying what we really think. There are so many situations where fear can make us hesitate and keep us from really living.
So what would you say to that child at the playground? Or to anyone listening who feels stuck in that unsure place, held back by fear? What encouragement or advice would you give them?
Well, first off, I'd say it's okay to be scared. Fear is normal. It's human. It doesn't mean you're weak or can't handle things. Actually, a lot of times, feeling fear means you're about to do something really brave, something that will challenge you and help you grow.
That's so true. It's not about getting rid of fear completely. It's about learning how to deal with it and not letting it run our lives.
Right. And I think one of the best things you can do is to acknowledge your fear. Like, really name it and figure out where it's coming from. Sometimes just bringing those fears out into the open can make them less powerful.
And then, as we discussed, it's about taking action. It's about choosing to move forward, even if you're scared, even if it's just a tiny step at a time.
Exactly. Remember those practical steps we talked about? Praying for strength, if that's something you do, taking small steps, surrounding yourself with positive people, changing your focus, celebrating the progress you make, remembering your past wins, and visualizing yourself succeeding. These are all tools that can help you shift from being afraid to actually taking action.
And let's not forget about the power of faith. For those who believe, faith can be such a strong source of strength and courage. It reminds us that we're not alone in this.
The Faith Beams podcast highlighted some really strong verses from Scripture that talk about this. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Be strong and courageous. God is with us, strengthening and helping us. These are words that can bring comfort and motivation, especially when you're feeling unsure or afraid.
You know, it's also important to remember that courage is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. The more you face your fears, the easier it becomes. And as you see yourself overcoming those challenges, your confidence grows and the fear starts to fade away.
It's like they say, everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear, but you got to be willing to take that first step. Trust yourself and believe you can do more than you think.
And as we wrap up our deep dive today, I want to leave you with a challenge. We've talked about all these tools and ways to overcome fear, but now it's time to actually use them. Think about one playground in your life where you've been holding back, one area where fear has been keeping you from doing what you want. What's one small step you can take today to move towards that playground, to face that fear and start becoming a braver, more confident you?
It could be speaking up at a meeting, going after a creative hobby, reaching out to someone you admire, or just saying yes to something that makes you a little nervous. Whatever it is, remember that you don't have to be perfect. You just got to do it.
And remember, you're not alone. We're all rooting for you. We believe you can overcome those fears and live a life that truly reflects who you are and what you're passionate about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into fear and faith. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.